Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Galen Pitts. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball four. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. There goes North. The throw from Borgman to Gomez, and North is out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rudy trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball four. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Manghul reaches third base with a triple. Tenarche goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Fosse reaches third base with a triple. Manghul scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to third. North moves to second. Bill Hand's now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ten Arche hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rudy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Manghul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing left field. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy throws the ball into Campaneris, who relays the ball to Kubiak, who tags Killebrew trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carew scores. Terrell moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sal Bando pinch hits for Ray Fossey. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Washington pinch runs for Sal Bando. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Joe Liss. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing first base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sergio Ferrer pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferrer moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferrer scores. Bry moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Bry moves to third. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bry tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 4 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Terrell moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Randy Hundley pinch hits for Jim Holt. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.